Remember last week we talked about God's love and how God's love is given for us and it's made complete as we give it then to others. Remember we saw those verses, 1 John talks about that a few different times, that His love is made complete when we love others, when we share that love. So we are not the end of God's love. Now that being said, there is great blessing and great benefit in the love of God, isn't there? For us, we receive wonderfully from God that love, and we are built up, and we are strengthened, and we are encouraged by His love. But the goal isn't just for me to have it, hold on to it. The goal is to give that away. This week we want to talk about God's faithfulness. If you notice the songs this morning, they were all in that vein of God being faithful, of God being a faithful God. Let's start in Deuteronomy. Fifth book in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 7. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, we're going to look at verses 7 through 9. Deuteronomy 7, 7 through 9. Start reading verse 7. It says, "The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than any other peoples, for you were the fewest of all the peoples." Now he's talking to the nation of Israel. It says in verse 8, "But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your forefathers, that He brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments." Keep His commands. I'm going to read verse 9 again. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations to those who love Him and keep His commands." Here the Israelites are told to know that God is God and that He is faithful. That He is a faithful God. That He's going to be there. He's going to be faithful no matter what they encounter, no matter what they go through, that God is going to remain their God and that He is going to be, because He is, a faithful God. True? Now, they're talking to the Israelites here. We are not the Israelites. But how does this apply to us? What does this have to do with us? I mean, he's talking in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy was a long time ago, right? You thought 3 years ago was a long time ago. Deuteronomy is a long time ago, right? It's a long time ago. But the truth is, as God was faithful then, He remains faithful today. As God was faithful then, He remains faithful today. True? Remember that the Lord your God is God. One of the things that God is He's a God who doesn't change. He's the same. He's an unchanging God. He's faithful and loving. And if that was the case a couple thousand years ago, that's still the case today. That God isn't something that isn't someone who one day is one thing and the next day is something else. He's a faithful God. And when it says that He's a faithful God forever. He's a faithful God forever. Let's look at another verse from the Old Testament. Go to Psalm 111. We're actually going to look at a few different psalms in which we find this faithfulness of God. Psalms 111 and verse 7. Psalm 111 and verse 7. It says, "The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. They are steadfast forever and ever, done in faithfulness in uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. See that in verse 7? The works of his hands are faithful and just. Just. The works of his hands are faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? What does that even mean? What does it mean if somebody is faithful? You can count on them. They're always there. They're dependable. What was that over here? They're true to their word. Okay? You can always count on the things that they say. You can always count on who they are. See, the thing is, in our lives, and in our current world today, unfaithfulness is more the rule than faithfulness. Isn't it? Unfaithfulness seems to be more the standard of where our world is today. You can't count on this being the case, and you can't count on that. You can't count on this promise that this person made or this thing that this person said. Unfaithfulness is more the rule and the standard than that of faithfulness. We see that in families even. We see that in families. We see that when divorce is as prevalent as it is. We see that in places where parents aren't committed to their own children, let alone to each other. We see that unfaithfulness is more the standard than that of which faithfulness is. And so it's easy to put ourselves in a position where we don't even recognize what faithfulness is anymore. Or we don't even recognize the importance of it. Because especially when we have somebody close to us who we feel like we are able to count on them no matter what, and then they do something like not put the dishes away even though they said that they would. We look at that and say, well, Jesus, just the dishes. It's not like it matters much. We see that unfaithfulness in big ways sometimes and sometimes in little ways. And it's hard for our understanding of faithfulness not to be clouded a little bit by that. But God remains faithful at all times. If he says he's going to put the dishes away, he's going to put the dishes away. He doesn't say he's going to do that, but you get the idea. You know what I mean. God is faithful. And so when he promises, that's a promise that we can lock into. When he claims to be provider, that's a promise which we can hold on to. That's a promise that we can know. When he says, never will you be left alone. When he promises that he's going to be there for us, that's a promise that we can hold on to. And it's not one that we have to hold on to with reservation. It's not one that we have to hold on to with any kind of fear of, well, maybe this will last for a little while, but maybe not forever. He is a faithful God who never goes back on his word. He's a faithful God who is always going to be there. A faithful God in whom when we put our hope and our trust in him, he will be there no matter what. And in fact, he's even there when we don't put our faith and our trust in him. We're not living in that, but he's there. He's ready for us. He's waiting for us. He is a faithful God. Correct? He's a faithful God. Let's look at another place in Psalms. This time, Psalm 146. Nope, 145. Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 13. Psalm 145, 13. It says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all who look to you and the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. Here it talks about God's provision, that the eyes of all look to him, and he gives them their food at the proper time. That phrase, at a proper time, is an interesting thing. Here it's in the context of God being a faithful God, and that he provides for the needs of us. Right? That as we look to him, that he provides at the proper time. Now, we need to be very cautious in our lives, especially of that phrase, at the proper time. Because when do we want something? Right now. Or even just a minute ago, if that's at all possible. You know, if you can take care of that. We want it right now. We want it immediately. And in fact, we want it already. We don't want you to give it to us now. We already want it. We want it already. And it says that the Lord is faithful and that he provides at the proper time. See, the thing is, many times we want our needs taken care of today. Nope, we want our needs of tomorrow taken care of today. We want our needs of tomorrow taken care of today. Our God is faithful. All who turn their eyes to him, he provides for. But we many times want our needs of tomorrow taken care of now. How did that work for the Israelites when they were wandering through the desert and God provided this wonderful thing, manna? How'd that work for them? Remember, the manna was given, and they were told, collect enough for today. Collect enough. You go out in the morning, and you're going to have your nourishment is going to be there. You collect enough for today. What would happen when they wanted their needs of tomorrow taken care of now? What would happen? Let's say, you know, I don't want this. We've been doing this for a long time already, and I'm tired of every single morning having to get up and collect this stuff, whatever it is. I'm tired of it. So today, I've got two buckets, and I'm going to fill them both up. That way, tomorrow, I get to sleep in. Right? So the first day, they collect for 2 days' worth. That way, the needs of tomorrow are taken care of now, and they don't have to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. The needs are already taken care of. So today, they eat out of the bucket. Everything's fine. They make all their manna stuff. However they make it all. It's a great day. The next day, they open the bucket. Looking forward to this great manna. Spoil. Full of worms. Right? And so if they were in a position where they wanted their needs of tomorrow taken care of today, it wouldn't do any good. So the Lord provided a way in which their needs were taken care of at the right time. Their needs were taken care of at the right time. The miraculous thing is, when they'd collect on Friday, for both Friday and the Sabbath day, which was Saturday, it'd still be fine on Saturday. Because the Lord provided at the proper time. But if they did that on Monday, thinking, well, I won't have to collect on Tuesday, it's not the way it works. Same is true in our lives. God is still faithful, but he's still faithful at the proper time. He's still a faithful God who's going to provide for us in the times of need that we have. He's going to provide for us in the times of need that we have at the proper time for that. Now, there certainly are times in which God provides now for later. We can't look at the manna and say, well, that's the way I have to live my life. I'm going to keep only enough money in my checking account and all my savings for today's expenses. And then tomorrow, you know, we'll worry about tomorrow. Look at Joseph. This morning in Sunday school, we talked about Joseph a little bit. Joseph ended up in a really high-ranking position within Egypt. The Pharaoh had a dream a couple of different dreams, and the basis of the dream, it ended up that the interpretation of the dream, let's go that route, ended up that the interpretation of the dream was that for 7 years there was going to be plenty in Egypt. That plenty was going to be followed by 7 years of famine. And so God had given that wisdom and that understanding to Joseph, and Joseph had said to Pharaoh, so what we need to do during those 7 years is collect enough for the next 7 years. And that's the way that the Lord provided at the right time, isn't it? The Lord provided at the right time, even for that thing that was coming in advance. So we can't put ourselves in a position saying, well, God is faithful, and he's being really faithful to me now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to collect all this because God might not be faithful tomorrow. Wrong. God's always going to be faithful tomorrow. See? So in looking at these different events, the most important thing for us is to have our hearts in a position of trust with God. And sometimes that's going to mean out of the abundance that God continues to pour on us now, being wise enough for some of that to be used for a future need. And at the same time, also being wise enough with the abundance that God gives us to be able to put ourselves in a position where we know and understand, you know, God takes care of me today and he's going to meet the needs that I have in my life tomorrow. And so I don't have to put myself in a position where, just like love, I just hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it. But rather, I trust God is faithful and he's going to provide for my needs. And so I'm able to give out of that abundance. I'm able to give out of that which God provides. So we can't look at the Word and say, well, there's a hard and fast thing and this is the way that it has to be done. But rather, in our relationship with God, knowing and trusting that he is faithful and continually keeping our eyes on him. Continually keeping our eyes on him and knowing that as a faithful God, he's going to provide for the needs that we have in our lives. Sometimes that's going to come in miraculous ways, and sometimes it's going to come by the day-to-day ways in which he works in our lives. Lon and I have been in situations before where we had X number of dollars and we needed food that time, and we went and bought X number of dollars worth of food and through weird circumstances at the grocery store, through godly circumstances at the grocery store, is that better? We took home food and we didn't pay anything for it because the Lord provided for that need that was there. There have been other times in our lives where he's provided jobs for us, and so we're able to have that job and be able to pay for the needs that are there, both now and even some in the future. But through all of that, through those things that we would call miraculous because they're out of the ordinary, and through those things that we would call routine and God didn't really have anything to do with it, like having to go to work and that kind of stuff, God remains faithful because he continues to provide for our needs. It's not by our own hands, rather by the hand of the Lord. Amen? He remains faithful. He's going to take care of us. He remains faithful and he's going to take care of us. And if we're able to believe that in situations like finances, then we're also able to believe that in the emotional stuff that we deal with in life as well. That he's our God and he's going to provide a way for us at the right time. As we deal with garbage in life, he remains faithful. And if he's able to provide for my physical needs, sometimes in our opinion by the skin of our teeth, but if he's able to provide for our physical needs, he's able to provide for the emotional needs that we have in life as well. For those things that come up, that happen in life in which we have need. And he provides strength. Sometimes in ways that we would call miraculous because it seems out of the ordinary. And sometimes in the day-to-day, by that comfort and strength that he provides for us on a daily routine. Amen? You guys with me? You know where I am here? Okay, let's look at another verse in Psalms. This time go to 146. Psalms 146. Right on the same page for me. Psalm 146, verses 5 through 10. It says, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord." The Lord who remains faithful forever. The Lord who remains faithful through all things that we face in our lives, both today and tomorrow. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians comes right after Romans, which follows Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. So then there's Romans and 1 Corinthians. In chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, Paul here, who writes this, says, "I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8. "He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful." It almost sounds like a bit of an afterthought. You know, Paul writes all these really nice things, and then he says, "Oh yeah, by the way, God's faithful." Right? He writes all these really nice things, and he uses the word enriched and testimony and revealed and blameless, and you know, these are nice words. And then at the end, God's faithful. See, but the point of it is that God is faithful. The point of it is that God has provided for you so that you are able to have an impact in your world. God has provided for you. God has provided for you so that you'll be ready, you'll be strong, so you'll be able to do everything that you face in life. And God does that out of his faithfulness. God does that because he is faithful. And so he provides for you. He provides for you for everything that you face in life. And again, I don't think that this is nearly as much talking about the physical things that we have in life as much as providing for us an opportunity to be able to live as followers of Jesus Christ. To have the strength and the wisdom to know and discern that which is right and appropriate for us to say and for us to do and for us to live in our lives. God is faithful, and so he provides those things for us. He's faithful, and so he readies us for everything that we face in life. Every need that we have, whether it be physical or even whether it be in areas of ministry and being able to love God and love others. God is faithful and he provides for the needs that we have in those things. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. It says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man." This is a verse that I've preached on a number of different times, or maybe not preached specifically on this verse, but this verse comes up because of the great hope and strength that we find for our daily lives in this. It says, "God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you're tempted, he'll also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." Again, this is by God's faithfulness. Not only does he help us so that we're not tempted beyond what we can bear, but when we are tempted, even to that point of this is the line of what I can bear and I'm tempted right to that. Usually when we're in that situation, we feel like this is beyond what I can bear. But even when we're tempted to that point, the Lord gives us strength if we choose to accept it. The Lord gives us strength to be able to stand up under it because he's a faithful God. Because he's a faithful God. Go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, Thessalonians chapter 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and then we find the Thessalonians, and then 1 and 2 Timothy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. It says, finally, brothers, chapter 3, verse 1, finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of our Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. God will strengthen us and protect us from the evil one, even now as we talk about spiritual things that we face in our lives. That the Lord is faithful and he will protect us and he will give us strength. Remember in Ephesians, it talks about our struggle not being against flesh and blood, but that we are equipped with the armor of God to be able to deal with even the spiritual battle that we're in on a regular basis. God's faithful and he'll provide the strength that we need in our lives. He's faithful and he's going to provide for us. Go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, this is the message that we've heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there's no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See that God is faithful and just. Will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness as we confess our sins to him. Again, spiritually, that great need that we have, and God is a faithful God who's provided a way in which even spiritually we can be whole because of Christ's sacrifice, because of his death and resurrection. And God is faithful. So as we confess our sins, he's faithful and he's just. And he purifies us and he forgives us. He purifies us and he forgives us because he's a faithful God. Just like love is something that, God's love is something that's not intended for us to receive and keep, but rather to receive and give and by that attain great blessing and strength and wholeness for our lives. So God's faithfulness isn't something that is only intended for us to receive for our benefit. Now, as we receive God's faithfulness, or rather as we live in God's faithfulness, as we live in it, we're blessed. Amen? We're blessed physically because God is faithful and he provides for us as we put our hope and our trust in him. Correct? And he provides for us, he's faithful spiritually. In that when we face temptation, he's not going to let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. Amen? But rather, he's going to give us the strength to be able to stand up under it. He provides that strength. Not only is he faithful in that, but when we decide not to use that strength and we sin, which all of us are in that boat sometimes, He's even faithful in the fact that as we confess our sins to Him, He's faithful, and so we're forgiven in Jesus Christ. See, He meets our spiritual needs because He's a faithful God. Amen? He meets our needs physically. He meets our needs spiritually. He meets our needs in life, and not talking about a spiritual way, but rather just in us being equipped and ready to be able to be obedient to God and live in the way that He would have us live. He provides for us to be able to have an impact on the people around us. He provides for us words to be able to share with them in times when we by ourselves don't have any words. He does that because He's faithful. And so His faithfulness, where it's something that certainly we need to be living in and counting on, we need to be living in and relying on in our lives, it's also something that we can't just keep that knowledge and understanding to ourselves. We can't take great joy in the fact that God remains faithful and has provided for us here and 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 this other time and this other time here, and that's just today, let alone yesterday or last week. It's not something for us only to hold and be blessed ourselves, but that faithfulness is something that right now we have an opportunity to be able to share that faithfulness with other people. We have an opportunity to share that faithfulness of God and be able to praise the Lord with others as they understand that faithfulness and bring hope to others who don't understand that faithfulness and who don't live in it. We are in positions in our lives now in which we are able to tell people about God's faithfulness and to together with them praise the Lord if they have that understanding of His faithfulness. They're believers in Christ and know the faithfulness of God and are able to point to it and say, look at how God's been faithful to me. Then we need to be praising the Lord about those things with them. We need to be thanking the Lord for the way that He is faithful and give Him praise, because that encourages us in that, and that encourages them in that as well. But there are a lot of people right now who don't understand God's faithfulness and really are in need of it. Who are really in need of it. His faithfulness physically, His faithfulness emotionally, and especially His faithfulness spiritually. A lot of people who don't understand it. And too often I think we think of the physical, and especially now we're at a point where we're able to point to some physical needs that are there in the lives of people around us. How much more are those spiritual needs that they have in their heart if they have no idea who Jesus Christ is? Or the great faithfulness that God has and the promises that are available through Jesus Christ. Remember, God keeps His promises, right? And that's one of the aspects we even talked about faithfulness. Psalms talked about God keeping His promises. And His promises are true because He's faithful. God has made some great promises for believers in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You guys hearing me? Did I sing the battery? I think the battery died again. God has made some awesome promises for those who are in Jesus Christ. Awesome promises for today about us being whole and complete and equipped and prepared and fortified and encouraged. But awesome promises about the future. Yes. Awesome promises about the return of Jesus Christ. Fantastic promises about a kingdom that is not like the kingdoms of today. God has made some awesome promises. And if He is faithful, then He's a God who keeps those promises. And if He's faithful, then we can count on the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. Amen? The question remains for each one of us, how much do we believe that God's faithful? It really does. Therein lies the question. If God is faithful, He's made some doozies of some promises. And if He's faithful, there's something great in store for me today and in the future. Each one of us decides if we believe God's faithful or not. And each one of us decides if we believe indeed God is faithful and those promises he will keep. Thing is, our deciding doesn't change the fact that he's faithful. Our deciding changes our lives. Amen? Our deciding if God is faithful or not, our believing if God is faithful or not, does not change the fact that he is. It does not change the fact that the promises he has made will indeed occur. What our deciding, what our agreement of God being faithful does, is it changes our lives because now we are living under that faithfulness. It changes our lives because now I am living according to the promises that God has given, instead of continuing to try to struggle on my own. So our deciding doesn't change the fact that God's faithful. It changes greatly my life. It changes greatly the fact that we are strengthened, that we can live by those promises that God has made. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Great God, you are perfectly faithful. Perfectly faithful. Lord, we give you praise and thanks for that. We recognize that faithfulness in our lives in so many different ways. God, you're so faithful, it's a little bit hard to accept and to understand why sometimes I don't live by that faithfulness. But God, even in that, you are faithful. Even in that, you remain a faithful God who provides for us wholly, who has given a son that we can be forgiven even in times when we don't rely on your faithfulness. Thank you, God. Thank you for your promises that they are true and sure. And we recognize that you are faithful and we decide that we want to live in that faithfulness. God, you are awesome and perfect in all of your ways. For that, we give you thanks. God, thank you for your provision in awesome ways, both big and small. We recognize those things are from you. God, you provide for us wonderfully in all aspect, in all area of our lives. You are a faithful God, and we love you. And we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.